says though, Elul Rabbi Yochanan Kasha, because of Yochanan Kasha. He says no, from these type of terrorists, he cannot bring Bikurim altogether. Tomorrow answer Tanoi Nechanami, Rabbi Yochanan agrees with the Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanya will learn, Shebegag, Shebechurba, Mezu Zikarei, Enechanami, Shebots, Shebesvina, Enem Mezu Kolika. Mashma Zeruzim on the Yomer that says, terrorists that are grown Bortis and Besvina, those are so Kokush, that's not called Bikurim at all. Yes, Rabbi Yochanan holds, like this Tanoim. Now, v'chulim it says in Mishnah, einem boyes elam in amukha. All the terrorists can only come from mukha. I mean, the shtei lechem and the lechem upon them, and the shtei lechem and the yom only comes from amukha. That's the Mishnah. That's what the Mishnah means when it says v'chulim einem boyes elam in amukha. Now the Gemara says, amri lo that they said yoichno umamri lo Moshe. These two people said to Moshe Rabbeinu when he was in Mitzrayim. Some said he's the kshofim of Mitzrayim. They said to Moshe, Tevin atomachnas the Ephraim, you want to bring straw into Ephraim, did you want to bring Tevin into Mitzrayim? Rashi says, Shumokim harbe tfuah, there's a lot of tfuah there already. You want to bring more tfuah to send here, like Bitzmiya. Rashi says, Kacheret Mitzrayim, Shim leik shofim, atabolish shom lasik shofim, like how come you, Moshe Rabbeinu, are bringing kishuf, magicians, into Mitzrayim? We are full of it already. So, or Malu Moshe answered back and said, Amri Yinshi, people say like this, that Lamosa Yaka, Yaka Shokol, in a place where they sell a lot of vegetables, I'll bring my vegetables there and I'll get a good price there. So the kid says, since there's a lot of kishuf in there, yes, I'll bring my kishuf in here also. Alright, we'll stop here. Alright, we'll continue on the other side. So wait till the end of this tape. At the end of the tape, then turn over. We'll continue on the next daf on the other side of this tape. We are holding that Tehe Yom Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ein Meviyin Loi Mibes HaZvolim, he cannot bring wheat or flour from Menochis. Not from Mibes HaZvolim, means from a field that doesn't grow that well, that you have to first fertilize the field in order for it to grow. That's called Loi Mibes HaZvolim, not from a field that you have to fertilize first. For Loi Mibes HaShlochim, and not from a field that you have to irrigate it, meaning it doesn't have enough rainwater, also doesn't grow that well there. And not from a field that you grow trees also around the wheat, because the trees are machish, make the kaka weak, it doesn't grow that well. So these are not called the top-like type of wheat to be used for the menachas. But the Mishnah says, if somebody uses this type of wheat, it's kasha, you know, still the menacha, the mincha is kasha. How are you supposed to do lechetchila to try and get the best wheat out of the karka? How are you supposed to work with the karka to get the best? So, neiro shana rishona. The first year, just plow the field. That's all. Plow it. That's called neiro, plow your field, shana rishona. Uvashni, on the second year, zero. Then you plant it. Then you seed it. Put seeds in there. Kaidim la pesach shivim yoyim. You should plant the wheat by before Pesach 70 days. That's the best time of the year for the wheat to grow. V'yaisa selus mubra, that's the way you'll have a lot of wheat. That's a good, a lot of good produce. Now, keitzer ubeidik, how do you check out the flour, like to make sure that it's good? Keitzer ubeidik, like to make sure we're sifted well. So hagizbor, and the Beis Hamikdash, the one that's in charge of the Beis Hamikdash, machnes es yod l'taychoi, he would put his hand inside the mincha, like inside the flour. Machnes es yod l'taychoi, so it depends. All over ofuk, if some dust would come up, then psula, it's no good for menocha, for the mincha, mashmu was not sifted out well. Achi nafenu, until you sift it out again to make sure there's no more dust inside the flour. V'yim esliya, let's say the flour became wormy, there's worms in it, then psula, that's possible for mincha. That's a psul in a mincha that has worms in the flour. Now the Gemara says, Ketzad Oisai, what does the Mishnah mean exactly? How do you have to, like, plow the field to make it grow well? So, Noro Shona Rishona, that's what the Mishnah says, you have to plow it the first year. Now we boil it on a question like this. Helchi Kron, what does the Mishnah mean to say? Noro Shona Rishona, does it mean to say you have to plow this field the first year? Or Shnia, then the second year, nor you have to plow it again. There's a rain, and then you seed it. Oduma maybe no, nor Roshana Rishana. It's enough just to plow it the first year. Ushni on the second year, Zareya B'loi Nor, it's enough to seed it without first, you don't have to plow it over again. Since you plowed it down last year, it's enough. Sattashara, you have to plow it again and Nor again the second year. So Toshima coming here. Tatani will learn like this. Omer Rabbi Yosef Gracie says, Avchiti Kozayim Ukvar Achim. This wheat is also good wheat to be used for Menachas. Because in these two places, really they could have used the wheat that was grown in these two places. Again, Chite Kerzayim Ukfar Achim, but Omoli Smuchas LeYerushalayim, if it would have been closer to Yerushalayim, HaYimiviyam Hen, they would have brought from these two places also. Why? Well, now, Lamaisa, why didn't they bring from there? Lefi Shein Meviyin Esaymer, Elimin Asadois Hamidrumais. Because you only bring the Omer from fields that are Madromai, so in the south side, Fiyahama Nunrois, meaning to say that Nero Harbor, Rashi says, they plowed a lot. Lekach, Shebehen Chamas Rechus, on these fields, on the south side, that's where the sun shines down a lot. Or Mehem Chamas Shekach, that's where the sun sets also. So from these fields, really would have been good to bring the Omer just for the fact that it was far away from Yerushalayim. Now in these fields that it would have been good to bring it, Ketzeris explains clearly how were these fields made that it grew so well there. It says clearly that Nor Roshana Rishana, they used to plow with the first year, Ushniya Chayrish Rishana Vizareya, and the second year also they would again plow over again, and then they would seed it. Kaidim LaPesach Shivim Yom, before Pesach 70 days, Kadei Shetei Smucha Lechama, it should be close to the sun, V'Oysa Kona Zoras, Vishibolas Asasayim, used to grow up so well that the corner, like the stalk itself, was only one zeros tall. And the shibolas, like the ears of the corn itself, was the asayim, was two saws big. That's how big it was. So they grew very well. Then the kaitza, they would cut them down. Umaimer, they would gather them together, bundle them together. The dash, they would thresh them. The zera, they would winnow them. Obera, they would separate them, clean them. For teichin, they would ground them. Umarakin, they would sift them. Umeviyat the gizbar, and then they would bring them to the gizbar. And the gizbar now, the gizbar, the one in charge of the Beis Hamikdash, machnis yad l'teichin, he would put his hand inside the flour. And also by avik, if some dust would come up, omelet to the gizbar would tell them, listen, chazor v'napa, return it and sift it more. V'napa oisa shniya, do it a second time. Now, Mishum Rabbi Nosna, when they Rabbi Nosna, they said, Ob Omru, that Gizbo Sach Yodoi, the Gizbo first, like, smear some oil on his hands. Sach Yodoi Shemin, O Machnes Patochen, he put his hands now into the flour. At Shemawa Kol Avok, until all the dust would come up, and that's when he would clean out the flour. That's what it says. But Akoponi, Kitoni, Mias, what we learn over here, it says clearly that Chayrish, that they would plow it, Vishayn, and do it a second time. So it says clearly that they did not only plow it just the first year, but the second year before they planted, they plowed it a second time. So see, clearly they plowed it a second time. So it says, the time according to your reasoning, mas nisim leketoni shayna. The Mishnah does not say that they did it a second time. Right?